Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And of course, we begin with the build-up to the big one, where Sweden take on Ukraine in a match. No, I'm only joking. Of course, we don't care about that game. It's England against Germany today at Wembley. It's live on TalkSport. It's a 5 p.m. kickoff. It's replacing the quarterfinals, or basically the final if we win it. And of course, we need to hear from the gaffer. He's Gareth Southgate.
When I took over a few years ago now, the European Championship with the opportunity to have games at Wembley was, of course, something that was a very special opportunity to be a part of. It's not quite been as was expected in that, you know, at that time we thought it would be last year. We thought there'd be 90,000 for every game, and it's been a very different sort of experience. But nevertheless, these are the sorts of games for players and coaches that you want to be a part of.
Gareth Southgate, the defender. It's been saved! The host nation are out, beaten by Germany on penalties again.
Those players will have known, and you've spoken to them up in Middlesbrough about the experience that you had back then. Whenever I speak to them, they have so much respect and admiration for you. And I wonder whether that perhaps might give them some extra motivation with this, not just to do it for themselves to get through to the quarterfinals, but to do it for you.
Good grief. No, Faye. you know, I don't think we'll be relying on that. I've just said to them this week, look, the montages have been up on halftime during matches. Forget it. It's irrelevant for you. This is about them. This is about them having a chance to achieve something. Yeah, certainly not for me to take any shine off of that. I want to get to a quarterfinal just as much as anybody else does. So motivation is high, of course. Yeah, for the players, they'll have their individual motivations, and the collective, you know, they've got a very strong bond and they want to do it for each other.
Now, ahead of England's round of 16 match with the Germans tonight, Stuart Pearce has claimed the Three Lions have the mental strength to galvanise the country whilst handling the pressure better than his generation. Well, that's a lot of speech, that was. I quite enjoyed that.
I think we've got some very exciting young players. I think these young players as well, because of the development that they've had playing high-profile games, can handle the occasion probably certainly better than my generation of players probably could. I think they're more rounded in some ways. When I equate it to myself and my first tournament in 1990, I was a bag of nerves. Bobby Robson said to me after the first game, bear in mind the first game was against the Republic of Ireland, he said to me, what was up with you today? I said, oh, just a bit nervous. He said, I'll give you 20 caps not to be nervous today, son.
Over now to the skipper, Harold Kane.
Going to be a hugely proud moment walking out at Wembley in front of our fans and in a knockout game, and obviously against a big nation like Germany will be hopefully a memory that will stick with me and the team forever if we get the job done. So that's our focus. That's the most important thing. And I'm looking forward to trying to achieve that.
It's Kane! Oh, he's missed it. Sliding in far post.
As a striker, you go through spells, good spells, and sometimes spells that don't quite go your way. The most important thing for me is that we're winning games. The first objective was to qualify, which we've done. The second is to now try and reach a quarter final. So whether I'm scoring, the most important thing is that we're winning. That's all the team are focused on. However we get it done, that's our main objective, and we'll do everything in our power to get through.
Now, Mason Mount spent his final day self-isolating yesterday and could be in contention to start tonight. Former Three Lions striker Gabby Agbonlahor thinks the Chelsea midfielder will be in Southgate's 11. Ooh, does he now?
Played inside the penalty area and taken beautifully by Mason Mount.
Nowadays, he can be on they've said he's on the Zoom meetings for the set pieces and stuff. He's a fit lad anyway. If there's one player in that squad that could probably get away with playing without training with the team, it'd be Mason Mount. So I've got a funny feeling he could start.
It's, of course, been a really difficult situation. Training sessions, they've had to train separately in the main and then have only been allowed to take part when we've not had full team on the pitch so that everything's had the appropriate distancing. So we've been under really strict guidelines as to what's been possible there. That is a difficult decision.
So on to some more of the last 16 action at the Euros, where Spain progressed after dispatching Croatia in extra time just about, oh my goodness. And France, yeah, the world champions, France, was sensationally dumped out by neighbours Switzerland. Hoo-hoo! Out you go, bye-bye, au revoir.
Kylian Mbappe, right-footed, saved by Jan Sommer! And the world champions are out!
Has anyone seen Kylian Mbappe?
Switzerland have won a penalty shootout. They are through.
Tonight's games, honestly, what I've just witnessed, again, sitting in there, the drama, goals coming late on. That's something we've not had in this tournament, is late drama. We've not had it.
Good ball through. Gavranovic into the area, right for his shot. Would you believe that? They have turned it around.
Tonight, Switzerland, credit again, because the French, when Pogba puts that away, you cannot see a way back because France are so good. You can't see a way back.
Pogba! Screaming effort from Paul Pogba. France surely home and host now.
Just amazing stuff. And this is a treat today. Just watching those two games there. Absolute treat.
Mikel Oyarzabal to make it Croatia 3, Spain 5. And surely this time there is no comeback for Croatia.
The Euro 2020 nets have been well and truly tested and bulged in Copenhagen today. Spain are through after an 8-goal feast of brilliant football entertainment.
Spain ahead again. Alvaro Morata silencing his critics in extra time.
I'm pleased for Alvaro. You know, he's taken a lot of stick about the way he plays the game, and sometimes he doesn't come up with the goals, but he's been outstanding today, and his all-round play for me has been excellent.
Over now to my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar with Jason Cuddy, which goes live, by the way, tonight from 8 p.m, taking your calls after England-Germany in a four-hour extravaganza.
All those other teams are doing exactly what we're doing. So Sweden are looking at going, do you know what? We can now see a pathway through. And it feels, yes, it could be like a semi-final because you can actually see the route through. Genuine route. Tomorrow night's game is tougher than anything else that lies ahead.
There's been a lot of talk about penalties, I've noticed, by the way, that's crept in. And they've talked about how good a penalty stopper Manuel Neuer is. And that's absolutely right. He has a great record saving penalties. They've actually, in Bild, which is one of the big tabloids over there, rewritten God Save the Queen. And the lyrics suggest that Neuer is going to be the hero and save a few spot kicks. So I think the confidence is growing. I still think there is a bit of concern about how changeable the level of performance has been. But they, I suspect, like England and the English press do, see this as a massive opportunity given the way the draw has opened up.
Now, in a previous episode, you'll recall that TalkSport's Jose Mourinho wasn't impressed with Luke Shaw's set pieces against Czech Republic.
Very, very poor on attacking corners. Dramatic bad. Luke Shaw, poor on the corner.
And Shaw thinks he's now inside his former manager's head. Literally. The England legend Stuart Pearce believes Mourinho is just trying to get the best out of the Manchester United left-back. Yeah, I'm going to pop him. Not sure I see how that one works.
Tell you what, sometimes with players, and you know, I've seen it from both sides as a player and as a coach and a manager now, sometimes when the manager stops talking to you, they've almost, that is the worst scenario to be. Whilst as a player, you might think that's all right. But why managers are talking to you, reading between the lines here, Jose thinks that Luke is a very, very good player and he can get more and more out of him, or could have got more and more out of him as a player. I thought there was compliments in there. It just depends what you're looking for within a statement. If you've got a set mindset that this fella doesn't like me, you'll only ever pick out the one thing.
And staying with Shaw and Mourinho's relationship, sort of, this is the former Villa striker Gabby Agbonlahor on the time Roberto Di Matteo froze him out and he managed to get revenge on his manager by getting back in the team. So not really revenge, was it? Or maybe it was. Let's find out.
Di Matteo come in and I'd done a whole pre-season with Aston Villa, and then the day before the first game of the season he says, I think you should leave. So I was thinking, like, you should have told me to start the season, and wasn't his cup of tea. I just sat in there, stayed at the club, and eventually he got the sack and I got back in under Steve Bruce.
We're delighted. Can we keep him? We'll try our very, very best.
So I just kept myself fit and just waited for new manager to come in.
Now, Fabrice Muamba, who suffered a heart attack on the pitch in 2012, which ended his career, has revealed the message he gave to Denmark's Christian Eriksen. The former Bolton midfielder says the Dane's recovery has been the best news of the Euros.
I've sent him a message last week. At this present moment, for me, I just say, we need to give him a space. And I'm sure when he's ready to get in touch, I'm glad he's able to speak to him regarding anything he wants to speak about. I believe he's been told he's going to have an ICD put in him, which is good news. But regarding anything else, I just think, if anything come out good about this tournament, it's just Christian Eriksen is well and sound. That's the best news come out of this Euro 2020.
On now to some athletics. What? Athletics in the Euro podcast? That makes no sense. You're right, it doesn't. Maybe this podcast should be called the Andy Goldstein Talksport Euro and Olympic Daily Podcast. Anyway, now that I've covered that, after failing to qualify for Tokyo 2020, Sir Mo Farah spoke of his disappointment to White and Jordan.
It was a massive shock to me and the race as well, obviously. Short of a time, and training's gone well last 2 weeks, so there's no complaint in terms of my foot, everything's fine. Just couldn't do it. You got to turn up, you got to do it, and I came short of it. That's what makes a champion. You have to continue, you have to push on. We come over many hurdles, and if I tell you I've won so many medals that everyone's going to be easy and I've just done this and that and that's how it happened, no, I've had to make some tough decisions in my career. Part of the sports, that's what we love.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. And don't forget to splat, that just sounds wrong, that subscribe button. And a reminder that coming up today, we've got two more games on the TalkSport network. Obviously, the big one, the big one, the juicy one, the one you're not going to miss. 5 p.m, it's England against the Germans. It's live on TalkSport. And then from 8 p.m. on the back of it, me and Cundy take your calls for 4 hours. If, however, you've got nothing to say and you don't want to talk about it, then you can turn over to TalkSport 2 and listen to Sweden be Ukraine. Yeah, I thought you'd come back to me. There will, of course, be another one of these podcasts out first thing in the morning looking back at England against Germany, except it will be then the Andy Goldstein TalkSport Euro Daily Podcast, not as this one was, clearly the Andy Goldstein Euro and Olympic TalkSport Daily Podcast. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, on TalkSport tonight, as I've said numerous times, with the fun boy Jason Cuddy from 8 p.m, taking your calls, looking back at a mahoosive game where England will beat Germany by 2-0. That's it. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day. Good luck, England. Come on, England. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.